In the remaining time that we have, I'd like to share with you and expound to you the precious words that we find in John chapter 7 and verse 38. And here we read, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." And let us look at verse 37. "On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, 'If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, out of his innermost being, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.'" This is one of the most wonderful verses in the Bible to me. Think about it carefully again. What Jesus says to about and to everyone who believes in him. He says this, that out of your innermost being, there will flow forth rivers of living water. Now this precious verse explains to us and tells us a lot of things about Jesus, about what it means to be a Christian, what is a real Christian. All these kind of answers are to be found in this verse. What happens to somebody who believes in Jesus? Out of his innermost being, there will come forth rivers of living water. If you say that you are a Christian, do you find these rivers of living water coming forth? Do you find that whenever there is a problem or a difficulty, that these waters, if ever they did come forth, cease? Think about it. He says this, that a true Christian is somebody out of whose innermost being there comes forth rivers, not streams, not trickles, not drops, but rivers of living water. Now this tells us a lot about what it means to become a true Christian. If you say you believe in Jesus, then one thing you might start observing is to observe whether there are such rivers of water flowing out from you. Because Jesus says that if you believe in him, that's what will happen. Do you find this happening? Or are you more like a parched and dried up well? If so, if there is not this water flowing out of you, these waters, these living waters, how do you say that you believe in Jesus, or are Jesus' words wrong? It tells us here what it is to be a Christian. To be a Christian is not just some kind of churchgoer, not just a Bible believer, which is important, of course, but it is much more than that. Something happens to the man. What happens to the person is this, that out of his being there comes forth waters of life.
认识咗信咗耶稣嘅人咧，就系咧喺佢嘅里边有活水嘅江河涌流出嚟，生命嘅江河涌流出嚟。
Now think about what this tells us about the wonderful work of Jesus in our lives.
喺呢度，我哋可以思想到基督嘅话语喺我哋嘅生命里边涌出嚟。
We who were dried, parched, desert-like beings.
我哋已经系干渴咗，好似沙漠咁嘅人。
Our hearts.Was like a desert. Nothing grew there that was worth growing in terms of spiritual value.
我哋嘅心好似个沙漠一样，冇嘢可以值得喺我哋嘅心里边嚟到生长。喺灵里边嚟讲，冇嘢可以值得我哋生命。
Or our hearts was like a rock, a hard, and bringing forth nothing whatsoever.
或者我哋嘅心咧，好似一个石咁样，非常之刚硬，系唔能够喺嗰度修成咗啲乜嘢。
Right, like a rock that was lifeless.
好似一嚿石系冇生机喺度嘅。
And Jesus touches that rock, and look what happens. There gushes out of the rock rivers of living water.
当耶稣基督摸个石嘅时候，喺嗰度有生命嘅活水喺嗰度涌流出嚟。
Just as it was in the wilderness, the multitudes were thirsting in the desert, and Moses struck the rock, and what happened? The water gushed out for the multitudes.
就好似以色列人喺旷野嘅时候，佢哋饥渴冇水，摩西举杖。是打这个石的时候，那个水涌流出来一样。
We too, our hearts are like rock.
我们也是一样，我们的心好像石的一样。
In Ezekiel 36 verse 26, it says, that stony heart that you have there, that's our heart. He is going to change it and put life into that heart.
在以西结书36章那里说，你那个石的心肠，它是要去改变，要有水在那里涌流出来。
He strikes it with the cross, with that rod which is the cross,And that stony heart bursts forth in rivers of water.
他用那个十字架，用那个棒来到击打我们这个心的时候，那个活水在里面涌流出来。
So that when the cross strikes our hearts, the water gushes out to quench the thirst of the multitudes.
所以当十字架打我们这个硬心的时候，那个水在我们涌流出来，去叫那些是饥渴的人得到
And what does Jesus do? He takes then people like us. Oh, when I think of what I was before I came to Christ, when I think of my hard-heartedness, my pride, not to say my arrogance, what Jesus has been able to do is just a wonder. He takes the stony heart and he strikes it with the cross and there comes forth water.
当他打开我们的生命的时候，我思想到当我未接受耶稣基督的时候，我们的骄傲，我们的一切，但当他改变咗我呢个石心嘅时候，佢叫有活水喺里边涌流。
The water of life comes forth。
个生命嘅水喺我哋里边又涌流出嚟。
And that water of life started from the heart of Jesus, and it flows to my heart and flows out to the world。
嗰个生命嘅活水系由基督耶稣嗰度流出嚟，直到我嘅心，又直到去世界上。
You remember as the Lord Jesus hung on the cross, they took a lance and they speared.They thrust that lance deep into his heart. And John said, I saw something coming out. I saw not only blood, I saw water coming out.
我记得当耶稣基督在十字架的时候，他用一支矛来到在他的肋旁里刺入去。约翰怎么说？他不单只是见到血流出来，他已经看到水在那里流出来。
There the water of life was coming forth from the heart of Jesus.
在那里我们看到生命的活水在耶稣基督的心里面涌流出来。
That's, some people ask, what does it mean? There is the spiritual significance that the water of life comes forth from the heart of God to us.
有些人说那个意思是什么？在这里我们就看到那个很重要的意思，就是耶稣基督生命的活水在神生命的活水在耶稣基督的心里面来到涌流给我们。
From his innermost being to our innermost being, and then to somebody else's innermost being.
从他的心灵的最深处对我们的心灵的最深处，然后到其他人的心灵。
You see, water doesn't benefit you until you take it into your innermost being.
你会认识到水对于我们是没有用处，假如我们不是吸收它在我们里面。
When you are thirsty, it's no use just pouring a bit of water over your head in baptism.
假如你是饥渴，假如你是渴的话，是没有用，假如我们只是好像受浸的时候有些水经我们头一样。
Baptism is important.
受浸是很重要。
But unless the water of life comes into your heart, and it's no good just to be outside of you.
但除非那个生命的活水入到你的心里面的话，不如的话，那就是没用的。
And only when it comes into your innermost being is it going to change you.
但除非它来到你的生命里面，不然的话，它不会改变你。
And only when it has changed you, you find that the water gushes out from you as well.
除非係佢改變咗你，你就會發現到呢啲生命嘅活水喺你嗰度湧流出嚟。
So we notice that Jesus changes our life, the stony rock into the life-giving stream.
所以我睇認識到耶穌基督改變我哋嘅生命，嗰、那個有石嘅心嚟到改變咗有活嘅泉源。
But we notice also a second thing.
我哋亦都睇到有第二點
，which we have just touched on.
就係我哋啱啱所提到嘅。
Namely that we are not saved just to be drinking in the water of life.
就话我哋唔系净系话我哋被拯救系只系去饮呢啲嘅水。
Salvation is not a selfish business where you are there to enjoy your salvation.
救恩唔系一个自私嘅事，就系你自己去享受呢个救恩。
Then you can forget about everything else.
咁你可以忘记其他嘅事。
Salvation is not just a selfish business of going to church and getting what you can get.
救恩唔系话净系你自己去礼拜堂去得到你去攞嗰啲你能够得到嘅。
But in turn to give forth what you can give.
啊，更加系要将你嗰能够拎出去嘅能够俾出去。
So salvation is not there, and you are not truly saved, and not when you just drink the water. Notice, but that the water gushes out from you, then you know that you have salvation.
所以我哋除非我哋有生命嘅活水喺我哋嘅里边一样嘅涌流出嚟嘅话，不然嘅我哋系唔系得救，我哋系冇嗰个救恩。
Notice this. This water of life comes out from you.And it says, not just the apostles, but he who believes in me, whoever he is, he who believes in me, this is true of him.
我哋要大家留意到嘅就系话，嗰啲活水喺你里边涌流出嚟，唔系净系嗰啲使徒，而系俾每一个全部嗰啲认识相信耶稣嘅。
Now in the Bible, the water is simply a picture of salvation.
喺圣经里边，呢个水就系救恩嘅象征。
You find this in many places in the Old Testament.
你喺旧约里边会揾喺好多地方都能够揾到。
For example, you find that it speaks of the wells, the water from the wells of salvation in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3.
好似喺以赛亚书十二章第三节嗰度讲到。
Water from the wells, we draw water from the wells of salvation.
我哋从救恩嘅井嗰度嚟到吸收嘅水。
So what Isaiah is telling us is that salvation, that the water, the salvation is like a well.
所以喺以赛亚同我哋提到，救恩好似一个井。
And the life that comes out of it is compared to the water.
个生命喺呢个嘅嗰度出嚟嘅就好似水喺井出嚟一样。
So that every true Christian has this living water coming out of him, the water of life.
所以每一个真正嘅基督徒就有呢个活水喺佢里边嚟到涌流出嚟，嗰个生命嘅活水。
I can never understand Christians who feel that there is nothing to give。
我永远都唔能够明白有啲基督徒佢话佢冇嘢可以能够拎出嚟俾神。
They have no ministry, no work。
佢哋冇工作，冇侍奉神。
In the church, there is nothing for them to do。
喺教会里边，佢哋冇嘢可以做。
They are only there to receive. They have nothing to give。
佢系去教会之后去接受，而唔系去
They think that you can only give if you have spent 4 or 5 years in a theological college.
他们认为你能够是来分享给大家，假如你能够呢是在神学里面读了4-5年。
They think they only have something to give if they are eloquent and can talk.
假如他认为呢，除非你能够讲得很流利，能够演讲的话，那他就不能够是有什么可以分享。
If you have salvation, you cannot give salvation.
如果你有救恩，你不可以给你的救恩出来。
You cannot offer that same message of salvation which saved you to others.
你不能够将这个救恩的这个恩典的信息能够去给第二个听到。
You cannot be a channel of God's blessing and of God's life to other people.
你不能够成为神的仪器来到将神的生命来到展露出去吗？
Notice the words of Jesus again.
我们留意一下神的话语，再留意一下神的话语。
He doesn't say out of your innermost being will come forth theological knowledge.
佢冇话喺你嘅生命嘅里边嚟得到神学嘅学识。
He doesn't say out of your innermost being will come forth Bible knowledge。
佢又冇话喺你嘅里边有圣经嘅学识出嚟。
He doesn't say out of your innermost being will come forth eloquence。
佢又冇话喺你嘅里边有流利嘅讲话。
But he says out of your innermost being there will come forth the waters of life。
佢就话喺你嘅生命嘅里边，喺你嘅里边有活水流露出嚟，生命嘅。
In the Lord's grace, I was able to bring others to salvation by sharing with them the water of life long before I ever saw the inside of a Bible college or theological seminary.
在神的恩典里面，我能够将生命来到从第二些人来到分享，
Because what I am sharing with them is the water of life. For that, I don't need theological knowledge. Maybe I am able to state things a little more clearly by the time I have spent time studying the Word of God and doing a bit of theology. But I found that the power of that life-giving water was not less when I was 2 months old, a Christian, and led my first friends to the Lord. And the first person I brought to the Lord was a close friend of mine who was as arrogant as I had been myself before. His heart was like stone. He was good looking, he was intelligent, he was well educated and exceedingly proud because of all these things. But he too, within 2 months, the Lord had taken hold of his life and changed him. How was this accomplished? By theological learning? I didn't even know the Bible. But there was beginning to flow forth from my innermost being the water of life to this needy soul. And just as when water comes into the desert, it changes the desert into a fruitful field. So wherever this water of life goes, it changes those dry, barren spiritual hearts into fruitful fields. I never forget how in Israel, that impression just stuck in my mind. In the middle of the wilderness, in the middle of the desert, where there's nothing to be seen but sand and sand, there in the middle of it, you see it blossoming like the rose in greenness and beauty. Why? Because there is water. That's what made the difference between the desert and this wonderful oasis, this wonderful garden in the desert. That is the power of God's life-giving water to transform every person. And where the rocks are, the cross will break into it, and there too bring forth the living water. So from all this we see the richness and the power of what Christ brings into our lives. So I would like to say to each one of you who say that you believe in Jesus, don't ever make excuses for yourself to say, well, I can't do much. You are to be a fountain of living water. Those people out there are thirsting for that water. If only then you can share with them what you have got. You can't share what you haven't got, but you have enough to share with them that could change their life. Now thirdly, as we notice the mission of every Christian, immediately we see that we are not only saved to receive salvation, but to give it. But that immediately takes us to the third point, our mission. That God has made us to be fountains of water in this world. And notice how we are to fulfill this mission. It is not so much by what you do as by what you are. You see, the error of so many Christians is to keep asking, what can I do? This thing or do that thing. You start by thinking, what should I be? And when you are what you should be, you will be doing what you should be. But if you are not what you should be, then there's no use thinking what you can do, because you are not going to do what you should be doing. Because what you should be doing is to be what God wants you to be. Take for example light that is shining. Light shines because it is being what it is. Light is, has its, in its very nature to shine. Do you think that light is thinking to itself, I see there, I must throw one beam in that direction? Or under these circumstances, how can I throw a beam of light in that direction? The point is that light in its very nature is to shine, and it therefore shines. And therefore, wherever it is dark, it receives, there the light comes. Now notice a fountain. Out of your innermost being flows, that is, you become a fountain. Now what does a fountain do? Is it thinking, how shall I push a little harder so that the water will come up? A fountain is not is simply a channel. That is to say, so long as you are willing to be a channel, God's blessing will flow out through you. So long as that fountain is not blocked by anything, the water will come gushing forth. You see, it is not that he says, he that believes in me will have a tremendous effort by which he will push out living water from him. No, it is that the living waters will flow so long as you are going to be a fountain. So as soon as somebody starts beginning to ask me what this or that thing should I do, I begin to get worried. I am concerned to see that he is going to be the light, the fountain in this world. But notice fourthly that we function in this way. We carry out our mission in the world by His power. We can't do anything in this world. We have nothing to give of ourselves. I have nothing to give. But if I am willing just to be a humble little fountain in the rock, then God's life will be flowing out through me. And notice how much comes out if we are willing to let that river flow. The Lord Jesus says, there comes out not a little stream, but rivers flowing out. Rivers. You have seen mighty rivers. You trace that river up to its source, and you'll be surprised what a little fountain there is at the source. As you follow the mighty Yangtze, for example, Yangtze-jiang, as you go back, it's so wide at the point of Nanjing that you can hardly see from this side to the other side, and down at the mouth of the river, you just cannot see the other side at all.
You
By the time it reaches Shanghai, it's so wide, you don't know that you are still in the mouth of the river. You think you are out in the sea. But if you follow the river upstream or upstream, it gets smaller and smaller and tinier and tinier. Until you get up into the mountains, you will find just little streams up there in the mountain. And you wonder how that could be the beginning of this mighty river down there. So we are willing to be just that stream, that fountain. And there will come forth that rivers of life to feed them, to meet the needs of the great multitudes. Then let us ask again, does it flow out from you? Do you find this happening? Is this true in your life? You see, the point is this: if the message of life, the water of life in you, can meet the need of one person, it follows that it can meet the need of two people, because their needs are the same spiritually. If you can lead one person to Christ, then it follows you can lead two people to Christ, because they have the same spiritual needs. The character of people may be different, but their spiritual needs are exactly the same. Have you ever led one person to Christ? Has the water of life ever flowed through you to one other person? Well, start in a small way. Don't think one day I'm going to preach the gospel to 1,000 or 10,000 people. Start with one person. The Lord Jesus did not commission me as a young Christian to preach to thousands. But he did put into my heart the desire, the constraint to minister to the few that I could minister to. And when you are going to be faithful in this, with the one or two, then he will going to entrust more to you. I remember that first time I witnessed to that friend of mine. I hardly knew what to say to him. But I so wanted to share with him what I had. All I could tell him is what Jesus had done for me. I had no theology to give him. I didn't know the Bible. If you asked me where is Nehemiah, I wouldn't have a clue where to find Nehemiah. I wouldn't even know it was a book in the Bible. You say Nehemiah, I am not so sure I can find it myself right now. Okay, let's say Genesis. Maybe Genesis I might have heard somewhere before, but not Exodus, I think. And so here was I, coming to this learned, impressive friend of mine, with nothing that in the way of human knowledge that I could give. What should I have said? Wait to my friend. Wait till I come back. In 5 years, when I got my theology, I'll tell you all about Christ. Oh, I can't wait that long. He can't wait that long. He may not be here in 5 years' time. When I went to France once, looking up my friend in Paris, what was my shock to hear that he had been killed only a month or two before.
揾我朋友嘅時候，我係好恐嚇到嘅，就係我聽到我朋友消息，就係咧係一個月之前咧，佢已經係被打死咗。
He was only 22 or 23.
佢只不過係22或者23歲。
Don't think that with 22, 23, you're going to live necessarily to 70.
你唔好以為你係22或者23歲咧，你就一定會能夠生到咧70歲。
Don't think there's all the time in the world to wait. Your friend may not be there able to wait that long.
唔好以為咧有大好多嘅時間你可以等待，你個朋友唔能夠等待。
And so I witnessed to him, and he asked me, and he questioned me, he cross-questioned me for 2 hours. You think of that? What was there to cross-question me? I couldn't answer him the first thing from the Bible. All I could keep saying is, Lord, what am I going to tell him? What am I going to say to him? Give me something to put in my mouth that I can tell him.
佢問我又再反問我關於神嘅事有兩個鐘頭，你有思想兩個鐘頭，我能夠同佢講咩咧？我所能夠做嘅就求神將佢嘅話語擺喺我口裏邊。
You think is it not amazing that after our 2 hours or so of conversation, he walked me down the street and he said, Eric, I want to tell you something. I have become a Christian. Think of that.
你話幾咁奇妙？當兩個鐘頭之後，當我同佢講咗關於耶穌基督之後。他就跟我一起走我的街上，然后他就跟我讲，他说我想跟你讲一些事，我已经成为一个基督徒。
You think it was my eloquence that impressed him? There was nothing for me to be eloquent about. I had nothing to say.
你认为我是一个讲得流利，能够令到他接受耶稣基督吗？我一些事都没有可以讲。
All I could share with him is what Jesus had done for me.
我所以能够跟他分享的就是耶稣基督对我做了什么事。
I'm still puzzled at how I managed to go through 2 hours. I wonder what I think I could have said all I had to say in about 30 seconds.
我依然喺度感觉奇怪，就系我能够维持到两个钟头喺度讲嘢，我只不过几分钟就已经可以讲完我所要讲嘅。
I'm saying this simply to encourage you.
我讲呢啲嘢完全系因为要鼓励大家，鼓励你。
Don't say I cannot do it. Of course you cannot do it. It is God's power that will work through you.
唔好话你唔能够做，当然你唔能够做啦。只不过耶稣基督的能力，神的能力在你那里彰显出来。
Let me ask you this: Have you, any of you had the joy of leading one person to Christ? Do you know what it feels like? Do you know what it is to feel that in the Spirit of God?
让我问你，你有没有一个有那个经验，能够经历到带领一个人信耶稣那个喜乐呢？你有没有这样尝试过呢？
When the Lord Jesus says, even the angels rejoice over one sinner that repents, do you know the joy of that?
就算聖經都話，就有一個人信耶穌，天上面嘅天使都喺嗰度歌唱。你睇個喜樂係幾咁大啊
？When you see a person's life changed and the beauty of Christ beginning to shine forth from him, do you know the joy of that？
當你睇到一個人佢嘅生命改變，基督嘅美麗喺佢生命裏邊彰顯出嚟，你睇到個喜樂係幾咁大咧
？I tell you, after that, the things of this world grow strangely dim。
我可以同你講，經過咗。嗰件事经过咗呢件事之后，呢、这个世界上面其他嘅事会更加觉得佢幽暗。
And when you see more people being changed, you're amazed. You're amazed at what God does in their lives.
当你睇到人得到基督耶稣嘅改变嘅时候，你会睇到系点嘅奇迹。
And so that takes me to the next point.
咁就我哋讲到第二点。
Notice the power that is there, the power of God's life.That gushes forth in these rivers.
我哋要留意到力量，神嘅能力喺嗰度，好似活水嘅江河一样嚟到涌流出嚟。
You are God's source of power in this world. That is the source of God's power going out into the world.
你系神嘅能力嘅根源喺呢嗰度系涌流出去。
Think of it. Is that not something exciting?
呢个岂唔系好好惊喜咩？
Doesn't that fill our lives with meaning and purpose in life?
你咪叫我哋生命里面有意义咩
？What is this life for if it is not living in order to bring life to others?
呢个生命对我哋有乜用？假如我哋唔系要能够将生命去流露出嚟咧
？Can you understand my feeling before God and my thanksgiving to God? For example, when my mother said to me, Eric, I gave you physical life in this world, and you gave me spiritual life.
大家你哋能够明白到我嗰个喜乐，当我听到我母亲同我讲，佢话 Eric， 我俾你肉体嘅生命，但你俾我灵嘅生命。
I never forget those words。
我永远都唔能够忘记嗰句话。
It brings me in humble gratitude on my knees before God。
佢令到我好谦卑喺神嘅面前，
That God's life-giving power, God was pleased to let go forth from me. Unworthy as I am. With all my faults, my failings, which are so many, I shall not boast of my strength, I'll boast of my weakness, because the power is of God. But if the power is there, you will know it, you will feel it, it will be coming forth from you. So under the subject of power, have you ever felt the power constraining you, pressing you forward?
Oh,
I have felt the power. I feel the power many times, that spiritual power. When I say feel, I'm not talking about emotion at all. It is that inner constraint, the power that builds up the pressure so that the water of life gushes forth from you. If you believe in Jesus, it says that water will gush forth. Can you feel the pressure of that constraint pushing forth out through your life, through your innermost being? Or is there so much sin and selfishness and greed and pride in your life that it has so completely blocked the fountain that you don't even sense the pressure? I think it is this pressure that sometimes lifts me up, even when physically I'm almost at the point of collapse. Last Friday in London, when I got up, I was so dizzy that the whole room was turning around when I got up. I tried to stand up only to flop back onto the bed. I sat up and I grabbed a chair and leaned my head on it to try and stabilize my head. For full 10 minutes, I tried to put my head on my arm, trying to stay steady my head. That night I had managed to sleep only 4 or 5 hours. This is the problem when you, as I was sharing with Brother Don in the car on the way here, when you are preaching in an itinerant ministry, moving from place to place, it's often very hard to get used to the bed, to the place, and sometimes it's very hard to get to sleep when you're mentally very tired. And when my head was turning around, I was thinking, oh Lord, the meeting this evening, and that afternoon there were a lot of young people coming to see me. I said, how am I going to see them? How am I going to help them? But God's grace and His power is always sufficient to meet our needs. By the evening meeting, the power was so gushing forth from my innermost being that it was just about lifting me straight up. And I think the non-Christians there, so many of them were struck by the word of God that they crowded around me after the meeting, all wanting to know more about salvation.
Uh,
And the Christians who saw my condition that morning, when I was hardly able to stand up straight, were absolutely astonished when they saw me preaching in the evening. I have found that God's power just takes you up, overcoming all your weakness and carries you through. Do you experience the power of that water gushing forth from you? But that is not just for me. Jesus didn't say these words only to me. It says, he who believes in me, any person, whoever he may be, every person is given the same possibility, the same power. Jesus doesn't take on favorites, you know. He is not just partial to one person. And so that takes us to the next and final point where we have to come to, and that is, he who believes in me, what is this belief? What does it mean after all? You